You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special and delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Nancy Yen, and she is a licensed marriage and family therapist and also a certified clinical and advanced clinical hypnotherapist in heart-centered hypnotherapy. She is also an approved AAMFT supervisor, and today we are going to be talking to Nancy about all the wonderful things that she's using to help treat the patients that are coming and seeking her help. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome her to the show. Nancy Yen, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. We are absolutely thrilled for having you here, Nancy. Now, if you could you tell me and my audience, just to sort of open up the show, tell us a little bit about what you do and what sort of issues you help treat?
Absolutely. So I am licensed in marriage and family therapy. That is under the umbrella of psychology. We're along the same lines of social workers and other mental health counselors, except our focus is on family systems. My demographic and specialization is in adoption and couples work.
So you deal with a lot of, I imagine, kids that are having a really tough time, either coming to terms with the fact that they're being adopted. I imagine it's also hard on the parents that are doing the adopting.
Yes. With adoption, the typical diagnosis that comes into the vernacular is attachment disorder.
Yeah.
Typically, there is this notion that these children have issues attaching to the parents that, you know, they have been adopted by, and oftentimes pathologized for their issues. I mean, I would say that in a way, I educate parents to talk about really what attachment is about. Humans are born to bond, basically.
Right.
And separation is a loss. It's a loss for anybody. And it's part of also the human experience. So adoption is, in another way, kind of like an imposed separation for the child. And sometimes even young mothers who, you know, are put in a social situation where they can't care for the child, but they need to. You know, that would be the best scenario for them, whatever the case may be. It's a difficult decision for everybody involved.
Right.
So losses are one of those ways that I reframe for the families to really understand that this is kind of like an invisible experience and no fault to any of the parties involved.
Right.
But to really help understand the children who are actually grieving. And less so kind of labeling the child as having an attachment disorder per se.
And Nancy, I think it's great because that's kind of the great thing about having folks like you out there in the world. You help fix these issues. And now for folks out there who may be listening, who maybe have a child that they're having a difficult time with the whole adoption thing, can some of these issues, if not all of these issues, be resolved, or at the very least, get a little help in the right direction if they come and seek out a marriage and family therapist?
Absolutely. I mean, bottom line is the goal is to normalize the humanity of the experience.
Right.
And in the child's experience. And when we begin to think of it in a more holistic perspective and understand that this is really kind of a loss and the stress of instability and impermanence to people's connection, you know, really healing starts to happen. I mean, obviously, that's why I love doing what I do.
Right. So. Now, yeah. Nancy, the demographics for the children that you see, are these adoptive children? Are they adolescents or are they a little bit younger than that?
Well, I see a range of adopted people. Oftentimes, when we think of adoption, we associate them with children.
Right.
And certainly, I do work with children. But also, you know, adoptees grow up and they become adults.
Right.
So
right.
I also see adult adoptees who are, you know, kind of sorting things out, making sense of their life, you know, if they hadn't had the therapy earlier on. So a big range, I would say.
Did you ever find to adoptive? I guess this would probably be more for the older adoptees out there. But do you ever find people coming in looking? Is there a need to kind of make that connection with their birth mother? Is that what they're looking for?
I love that question. It's a big part of an adoptee's journey is to kind of make sense and meaning of their roots. And oftentimes, whether it be an international adoption or a domestic adoption, there are barriers, you know, to finding out what their history looks like, you know. So it's something that people with birth families often take for granted that, you know, they know their immediate family, they know who they look like. But, you know, especially with people who are also transracially adopted, you know, experiencing and connecting to the people that are, you know, blood related and that actually looks like them is a big part of the process of healing as well, making sense of their identity.
Right, absolutely. A little personal innuendo. I dated a girl who was adopted.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was, we're not dating anymore, of course, but at the time she was having a really, really rough time with it. So what she did, one of the things that really helped her that I remember very vividly, now again, we're going back maybe a decade, but one of the things that I remember her doing is she sat down and actually, because she was adopted from Colombia, so I guess the thought of trying to locate her birth mother was just so extensive that she didn't even think about going down that route. But what she did do was she got out a regular, normal piece of paper, and she actually wrote her birth mother a note, I guess, just to sort of get all her feelings out on paper. And that seemed to really help her. So certainly these issues can be resolved if you have the, you know, well worth. And, of course, folks like you, Nancy, who are really doing God's work and helping these people live really great qualities of life, which is really what it's all about. Now, I do have to end the show in about a minute, but before I let you go, could you just quickly, what made you want to get into this kind of work?
Well, I kind of joke that I fell into this work by accident, but, you know, you mentioned that it's God's work, and it somehow felt like it found me. To get, you know, a little bit of self-disclosure here, I'm also an adopted person.
Wow.
My adopted story is, I mean, every adoption story is a case study of one, as a good friend of mine says. But for me, it was a kinship adoption. So it was an adoption within the family. So there were parts of my family that I had separated from, but I had the privilege of staying connected with at least half part of my family.
That is really great.
It was a journey for me. So yes.
That is, Nancy, that is fantastic. And, you know, I often find, especially in the realm of therapy, that I find that a lot of therapists tend to go down the routes of issues that they've struggled with, either to get some sort of self-help and it kind of led them to this path. In your case, it was kind of, you know, you were an adoptive kid yourself, and now you are helping all those other children out there and adults who are maybe struggling with this issue. So Nancy Yen, thank you so much for coming on the show today and really delving deep into this issue and even sharing your own personal story. I really appreciate it. And of course, wish you the very best of luck going forward.
Thanks for having me. I hope it was helpful for people.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.